Let's begin day 3, Strategize Workshop. Now, I've got to tell you right off the bat, today is the mother load as it relates to the workshops and exercises throughout this entire system. It is going to take more of you both mentally and physically to get what you need out of these exercises. Now, I know that yesterday, as you were writing down what you wanted and why you wanted it, that was a lot of fun. At least I hope so. But as we begin formulating how you're going to achieve those things, it's going to require a little more work and effort on your part. So get ready. Now, exercise number 5 simply says a better who is how. Self-reflection, who you are today, is the first step to start moving in the direction of the goals you've just established. An evaluation of your current evolution to completion means we need to analyze your current thoughts, words, actions, habits, character, reputation, and destiny. That's going to give you a better sense of if you're heading in the right direction. Now, this exercise is not designed to embarrass you, but to enlighten you. So be honest about where you are today. Simply write a sentence around each one of the Fab Five, what you're thinking, speaking, doing, what your character is, your self-image, your reputation, and if you think that will help you get to your ultimate destiny. But then in exercise number 6, we begin evolving. It actually says to be great, imitate. We begin identifying people, role models, who are doing the things we want to do within each of the Fab Five. You'll begin to write sentences about what they're thinking, their words, their actions, habits, what their character is, their reputation, and the destiny that has led you to choose them as a role model in that area. But then in exercise number 7, we'll begin to implement the chaos method, changing habits affecting outcomes, to start looking at your thoughts, to redirect your evolution to completion. The dominating thoughts in your life determine what you will become or your destiny. So if you need to evolve your thoughts to be more like the people you chose as a role model in each of the areas, here's where you'll begin to do it. Then exercise number 8 begins to change how you speak using the chaos method. Affirmations will bring about confirmations. You'll write down a series of one-line affirmations in each of those areas so that you'll have something new to speak and focus on. But then exercise number 9 talks about action and habits make success automatic. Action is the culmination of the thoughts you think and the words that you speak. But action alone is not enough. You've got to create a lifestyle that becomes habitual, things you can sustain over time that will bring the discipline necessary for you to achieve your goals and targets. But as we've redirected your thoughts, your words, and your actions and habits, we'll then take exercise number 10 and bring it full circle back from exercise number 5. And you'll take another look at your self-image if you were able to redirect your thoughts, words, actions, and habits. Then you'll do one-liners around what you believe is possible in your life if you become and evolve into the person you need to. Again, work hard tonight and make this relevant and make it exciting, because as you begin to see that you can actually become who you need to become to obtain all the great and wondrous things you wrote yesterday, your life begins to open up in ways you can't imagine. So work hard, do it all, and I'll see you tomorrow.